It's Pete Holland here with you this afternoon, and we know that our mining community around the Hunter get involved in all sorts of charity events, and Bengalla is one of those who do it well. And this Friday, happening at the Muswellbrook Golf Course, they've got a charity luncheon happening. Now, originally it was set down as a golf day and luncheon back in 2020, but COVID saw the end of that. They decided to postpone it until earlier this year. COVID again hit, and we know what happened. It got postponed again. This time around, they're just going with the luncheon, maybe just due to the water that's been around of late. I'm unsure, but one lady who does know is Fiona Harton, the Community Relations Officer from Bengalla. How are you, Fee?
Really well, Peter. How are you?
Well, not too bad. Now you've got your luncheon that's going to go ahead on Friday. So finally, getting back out there.
Oh, look. You know, it's been disappointing, like a lot of community groups who've had to postpone events and try and reschedule. So, yeah, this Friday it's going to happen without the golf, unfortunately.
Mm.
But the main aim is that our fabulous, you know, co-sponsors have been so supportive so that we can make this happen on Friday.
Now, I was talking with one of your offsiders, Janelle, who is one of the key organisers, and she was saying that, you know, the sponsors haven't fallen away. In fact, you're probably got more that have come in to help out with this day.
Oh, exactly. You know, all of the sponsors that were on from day one have continued and pledged their support and their donation, and we've managed to grab a few more as well. So that's what the community does, and Muswellbrook community does it so well.
They do. Now, the big recipients, I guess, this year will be Transcare.
Yeah, Transcare is an organisation that we have done something with previously. So when we had a chat with them, a catch-up with them, you know, 2020, gosh, that seems forever ago.
Doesn't it?
And, you know, they raised that, you know, another Transcare vehicle that would assist with transporting people to their medical appointments would be fantastic. So that's what we're doing.
Oh, that is so excellent. Now, this luncheon is a three-course meal. I'm looking forward to that, I can assure you. I do like my food. Now, there's an online auction which Helping Hands are going to assist you with.
Yeah, we've got a heap of auctions, auction items online at the moment. So they're live right now. We're also having some live auctions on the day. We've got some exciting news about a couple of special guests who will also be coming along and bringing an auction item with them.
Excellent stuff. Now, where do people go if they want to go and view the items and maybe put a bid in?
We've shared it on our Bengalla Facebook page.
It's
event.gives/BMC2021. I'm happy to share it with you too as well, Pete, if you want to pop it on the Power FM site.
Yeah, we will get it on both our station websites. No problem whatsoever. That will be easy done. And it's happening Friday from what time?
We've got the luncheon. Unfortunately, there's no tickets available at the luncheon, but we welcome anyone and everyone to come along to the golf club at 2 p.m. if they'd like to join in the live auctions that we've got running.
Well, there you go. If you want to get involved and help raise some funds for a new Transcare bus, why not get along Friday to the Muswellbrook Golf Club? Fiona Harton, thank you very much from Bengalla for joining us today.
Thanks, Pete.